the latest thing, this is interesting because I just had an ultrasound done for my appendix. You sent me off to have an ultrasound done to make sure it was my appendix that was causing me my pain.
Right.
But now they're looking at them. They're looking at ultrasounds that would actually be just bigger than an iPhone. Like, the future is upon us here, isn't it?
That's right. This is General Electric and several other countries are several other companies are making handheld ultrasound scanning devices. Literally, when you look at the picture in the Wall Street Journal, it looks like an iPod Touch. You know, really that type of size, a clear screen, ultrasound images that everybody is familiar with when they've seen them. The level of expertise that is required to use it, though, is one of the rate-limiting steps. This is not just a simple matter of taking an ultrasound, using it, looking at the picture of a baby or of arteries or of the abdomen or wherever else you do ultrasounds to make a diagnosis, because it does require quite a high level of expertise. Radiologists go through 4 years of training in order to be able to use these and other devices and to make accurate assessments. So although the device is available, and I think it's great, we have to look at where they would be the most useful. And that being portable like this, as opposed to the large carts that are much more sophisticated, although these devices are certainly illustrating how technology and chip technology is improving to the point where you can produce images that are of excellent quality and can be used in specific circumstances. So, for example, disaster situations where there's no electricity or there's been a breakdown of infrastructure and you have physicians and health professionals in the field that require the ability to make diagnoses, to triage people, to know what's going on with their injuries. That's where one of the areas it would be very helpful. Or in specific niche areas where the training may be able to curtail or reduce the amount of training in a general sense, where you have, for example, looking at an image of a vein or an artery. You want to see if there's a blockage or be able to determine on an obstetric visit whether the a baby is doing well, or looking for the heartbeat, or looking for where the placenta is located, where you get specific training for one or two or three specific areas that you tend to do over and over and over again, as opposed to where a radiologist has to have a broad-based knowledge and understanding and technique to be able to do multiple procedures in various areas using various technologies. So that we have to be very careful with regards to new technology, in that if you have everyone with these handheld devices, you have to make sure that you don't have a lot of false positive or false negative readings, because you have to know what you're looking at. Ultrasound technology and being able to interpret it is an art as well. It really requires...
Well, it isn't. I mean, when I was watching the ultrasound and when we went through my wife's pregnancy, they're saying, they're saying, oh, there's your kidney. And it's like, what, where's my kidney? I mean, it was just all gray blobs to me, you know.
Well, and that's exactly it. It is pattern recognition. It's seeing hundreds, if not thousands, and literally it is thousands and thousands of images, the variances of those images, the ability to clinically assess what each of those things mean. So it is. You're literally looking at echoes and shadows and being able to differentiate between what's normal and what isn't. And the only way you really can do that is with practice, hence the amount of years it requires for a radiologist to specialize in that area. So handhelds would be great for a radiologist if they're out there, they need to go out somewhere, or if there's a specific procedure. That would be great for the radiologist, but for every physician or health professional out there to use this, beside the cost, which is $10,000 US, which is really, and you can't bill for the ability to use it, you may need to be trained a little bit more than just a weekend training to do something. So that's the caveat with this. I think it's a great technology, but like anything else, has to be used by people that are well qualified to be able to interpret the results.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.